Don't insult my intelligence. Okay? So, if they want to keep it at a certain level, no problem. But once they want to start saying, Prabhupada didn't give you everything, hasta la pasta. Okay? You understand my point. I am old now. I don't have time for fighting. So I don't let anything get in the way of my dream. I only have a few more years left. So I'm not going to convince them. Same way with the Ritviks. There's nothing I'm going to do to convince them. As soon as I see someone's a Ritvik, all glories to Prabhupada. No. Because that's what they want. They want to get into fight. Hari Bol, Jai Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay?
No.
Narayan Maharaj is disciple of Prabhupada's sannyas guru. He's not disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta. He's disciple of disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta. Go ahead.
So what happens when two acharyas from different schools say things that are contradictory? If they come from the same chain, how can a new person in the spiritual life cannot lose faith because of that?
That's why you stick to your spiritual master. This is the exact thing I was just talking about. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to become confused. Just like if you allow the Ritviks to preach, after a while, you will get confused. Why would you do that? Your spiritual faith is very delicate. So therefore, I don't play games. I'm very protective. This is exactly what I've been talking about for the past 10 minutes. Don't allow yourself to be confused. Stick to your spiritual master. And be happy. Yes. And they should stick to their spiritual master. We stick to our spiritual master. Hari Bol. There's not going to be, at a certain point, there's going to be clash. Well, if you ask me, Prabhupada. It's the same way with any other religion. Every religion says, we are the only way. So, who's right? I'm right. Krishna says, if you don't surrender to me, you're a demon. The Christians say, you don't accept Jesus, you're going to hell. The Muslims say the same thing. Accept Allah or I cut off your head. The Buddhists say they're the only way. Every religion. It's up to you to determine who is. Huh? You have to, no, you have to decide. You have to decide. Yeah. I thought you already decided. You have to decide. Nobody can decide for you. I'll give you another example. You're married? No married? Okay. Okay, here's a man, here's a woman. They want to get married. But everybody else is saying, no, 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 no. So who should they listen to? Everybody else or themselves? You're going to live your life depending on everybody else telling you what is right and wrong? You have to make a decision. I did that in 1973. I read Prabhupada's books. I decided in this life, Krishna, Prabhupada. And I'm very happy with that decision. So, same way. When you're buying a car, you've had enough. Haribol. It's okay? It's okay? But he's not upset with me? Yes. Okay. When you buy a car, no matter who you go to, Mercedes, Honda, Toyota, every car salesman is going to say, this is the best car. You go to 20 different car dealerships. You go to get a bicycle. Yeah, you should get a bicycle. The salesman's job is to sell you that product. Every religion has their salesman. I am Krishna's salesman. If somebody asks me, I'm going to say, surrender to Krishna. If you go, there are so many Christian churches in America. If you don't accept Jesus, you'll burn in hell. So you have to do your homework and decide. Great, that's all. Don't worry about everybody else. Save yourself first. Yes. Oh, that's easy. Jesus already answered that question. Don't throw your pearls.
No, con otra escuela, con otro vallenado, sin tanto preocuparnos la diferencia, sino de aprender a tener una asociación valorando que somos vallenados.
That we, that are so few vallenados, maybe it would be good if we can have sangha between different vallenado schools, because we're few people.
If you think you're that powerful and that strong to make everything together,
why is it too difficult for us to accomplish that?
Because the answer is we are, we and they, all of us are neophyte. Because we're neophytes. That's the only reason. Because we're neophytes.
Another question there.
Fun. Great. Great.
And sometimes the variety is necessary. One is one choice to choose where to surrender.
Isn't that what I've been saying? Okay. Otherwise, yeah. Okay, fine. I'm not going to... Fine. Go ahead.
Yo no sé la diferencia que hay, por ejemplo, entre Sila Prabhupada y Narayana Maharaj filosóficamente o de opinión.
He doesn't know the difference philosophically between Narayana Maharaj and Sila Prabhupada, in opinion. He doesn't not know.
Yo no sé, pero entiendo que, en esencia, todos deben ir al amor, todos deben ir al Bhakti hacia Krishna.
But I understand that, in essence, everything can be used to... accomplish bhakti for Krishna.
Que lo demás deben ser más detalles.
And that other things must be detailed.
Cada persona, bueno, tiene la libertad de elegir el guru que le parezca.
And each one has the chance to choose the guru.
Sí. ¿Está bien eso?
Is that fine?
O son diferencias muy radicales que.
Or are there very much differences between one and another?
All I can tell you. As far as I'm concerned, to the extent I have been exposed, I'm going to stick with Prabhupada. And I don't have any desire to go outside. I originally answered his question that with other Vaishnavas, if you want to associate, that's up to you. But if you become confused, then that's your own fault. That's what I said. As for me, I don't have time. I'm just trying to chant Hare Krishna and read Prabhupada's books. Okay? It's all your fault. But, yes?
opinión y al mismo tiempo una pregunta.
Who wants to hear an opinion and at the same time a question?
Cuando los padres, papá y mamá, por ejemplo, se separan,
when the parents split or divorced,
a veces unos hijos se van con la mamá y otros hijos se van con el papá.
Sometimes one kids go with the mother, others with the dad.
Y mi opinión,
my opinion,
es que los hijos no deben participar de las peleas de los padres.
Is that sons shouldn't participate in parents' fights.
Por lo tanto, es mi opinión.
That's his opinion.
Pero como estoy ante un maestro excelso,
but he says that as he's in front of you that are a spiritual master.
Mi pregunta es si estoy en lo correcto respecto de mi opinión.
His question is he's correct regarding his opinion in that kids should not get in parents' fights.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right.
No debemos participar de,
no,
de la diferencia de nuestros padres.
He says we shouldn't participate in the difference of our parents or don't fight between brothers because of that.
Porque nuestros padres han separado.
Because of our parents have divorced.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Right.
No, this is he thought about it, but he wants you to confirm it. That is good that
I confirm.
Does not mess in that.
I confirm. What?
Disciple has to do when he feels a lack of enthusiasm in serving his guru, or he feels no more inspiration in his guru.
Generally, we get inspired from the guru by hearing. If we are not getting inspired by hearing from the guru, then one can accept shiksha gurus, any number of shiksha gurus, to help them in their spiritual life. You're welcome. That's what. Well, you don't know. It's in spiritual life, sometimes things go this, and you can wind up back. Main thing is that you're inspired to hear and chant about Krishna. That's what we're looking for. To get enthused about the process of hearing and chanting. Now, is she mad at me?
Who?
The girl, is she mad at me? It's okay? All right. Krishna appears in every universe one after another. Even when he was on earth, there was at least one pastime in the heavenly planets. He also went to the abode of Yamaraj. He also went to the abode of Mahavishnu. But When he comes, he goes to earth, to the land of Vrindavan. So as soon as Janmashtami takes place in one universe, it immediately takes place in another material universe. All the pastimes of Krishna that we read in Krishna book are going on somewhere right now, because there are so many universes. So one after another, until after another day of Brahma, it again comes back. Bueno? Anything else? Hare Krishna. How do I say, please forgive my offenses?
Por favor.
Por favor.
Perdonen.
Perdonan.
Mis.
Offenses. Muchas offenses. Por favor.
They say there are no offenses in you.
Because you have a great spiritual master. I come twice a year now. Gaur Purnima. Every year, yes, Gaur Purnima and Janmashtami. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada.